So we talked about, you know, someone new getting in the industry, what will be your advice? Let's talk about, because this happens a lot, especially last year. Last year was a really crazy year for people. Some people crush it. I feel like our industry for the last few years, everybody was crushing it. It was like this, right?
Yeah.
Last year was the first year where shit started to go the other way for a lot of people, right? Including myself, you know, our revenue went backwards for the first time, like forever, man. And thank God we made some adjustments and stuff. But what would you, what's your advice to someone who's been doing this for a while and maybe they're plateaued or going a little backwards? Like, what would you say is the shit they need to do?
Gotta provide value more. Same for me. I didn't just want to be an ammo thing. You know, that's good. You make money from doing that. But what if that goes away? Yeah. What do I have? What are you gotta increase your streams of income? How do you do that? I don't know. I really just say, take a step back, write down the five things that are that you're good at and five things that you want to work on for yourself. You know, taking those five things that you are good at and really, really using that as a weapon to build more businesses and build relationships can keep you going even if times are tough. You know, like you're just starting off in this space. Again, meet everyone, figure out what everyone does, study the language. Talk to everyone, doesn't matter who they are, because you will learn something. And you never know when a door is going to be open for you. And when times get tough, people get desperate. And you know, if you have good partners, you say, you know, I also know someone for this, they're going to trust you to do that for them or figure that out for them. And that can be, you know, your other door open when times are tough with the current path that you're on. So I would just say, it's pretty tough to say one specific thing when you're just starting out. Take classes. Oh, one thing I did too, I'm glad I did, was in 2020, I started dropshipping on Facebook. That was where I learned Facebook ads.
Nice.
I really wanted to understand fully the problems that my clients were facing firsthand. So, you know, like, oh, I've run a campaign and run into this issue. Now I get it. I get why you're freaked out by this. Knowing that and really empathizing with partners helped a lot, and figuring out the problems together can also go a long way to learning new things.